You are listening to a bulletin of news from the United Nations in New York. I am Derek Mbata. More than 1 billion people worldwide are forced to relieve themselves using rivers, fields, and other open places because of the lack of latrines or toilets, according to the United Nations. The practice is associated with the spread of diseases like diarrhea for entire communities, and it increases the risk of sexual violence and harassment for women and girls. A new UN campaign led by the UN Deputy Secretary General has been launched to break the silence on open defecation. You will hear more on this after the news bulletin. 75% of Syrians live in poverty, according to a new United Nations report. Jocelyn Sambira has more.
Three in every four Syrians was living in poverty by the end of 2013, with more than half of the population living in extreme poverty, according to a UN report published on Wednesday. It says most people are only able to secure the most basic food and non-food items required for their households. The UN Relief Works and Agency, UNRWA, the UN Development Program, and the Syria Center for Policy Research are the authors behind the Squandering Humanity report. Since the conflict began, over 2.5 million people have joined the unemployed, leaving 11 million dependents without financial support. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.
Planned urbanization can help reduce poverty sustainably, Rwandan President Paul Kagame has told participants at a UN gathering on the future of cities. With 6.3 billion people expected to live in urban areas by 2050, the United Nations Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC, is holding 3 days of discussion on sustainable urbanization. The choice is not whether to urbanize or not, President Paul Kagame said, but whether it's managed in such a way that citizens obtain the maximum benefits possible.
Urbanization is naturally taking place. It takes place whether you are prepared for it or you plan for it or not. So it is better to be ready for it.
More than 50% of the world's population lives in urban areas today. Over 17,000 tons of electronic waste, or the equivalent of 130 million mobile phones, is generated in Kenya annually, according to estimates by the UN Environment Programme, UNEP. A national e-waste conference and exhibition was held in Nairobi on Wednesday to identify solutions to Kenya's mounting e-waste problem. E-waste is composed of a complex mix of plastics and chemicals, including heavy metals and radioactive elements. If not properly handled, it can be harmful to human health and the environment. The World Health Organization places deaths of children under 5 from environmentally related illnesses worldwide at 4.7 million a year. You have been listening to a bulletin of news from the United Nations in New York. A toilet is taken for granted in many developed countries. Yet, around the world, over 1 billion people still defecate outside, sometimes in full view of other people. A new campaign was launched at the United Nations on Wednesday to break the silence on the problem of open defecation. One of the 8 Millennium Development Goals set by world leaders in the year 2000 to be achieved by 2015 is to eradicate extreme poverty. Not having proper sanitation, including toilets or latrines, is considered one of the clearest manifestations of poverty. Launching the campaign to break the silence on open defecation on Wednesday, UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson said the problem is something the world chooses not to talk about.
I'm talking about a choice that 15% of the global population are forced to make every day. A staggering 1 billion of our fellow men, women and children. A choice that has a terrible impact on the health of these people. a choice that every day leads to the death of thousands of children, one every 2.5 minutes. It keeps women under the threat of harassment, violence and rape. It forces girls to abandon education at puberty.
Amanda Malin of the Geneva-based Water Supply and Sanitation Collaborative Council explained how a lack of proper sanitation leads to girls abandoning education at puberty.
When girls reach the age of puberty, if they're going to a school and there's no toilet at the school, then it's not easy, it's not comfortable or convenient for them to be going to classes while they have their periods. So they might tend to stay home for those days. Then they drop behind at school and they might eventually drop out completely from their schooling. Now, there was a study done last year or the end of the year before in India that indicated about a quarter of the girls were dropping out of school at the age of puberty if there were no girls' toilets.
UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson spoke about the positive impact that ending open defecation would have.
If we could end open defecation in just 10 countries, we would see the numbers of people affected drop by 80%. If we end open defecation, we would see a direct reduction of 36% in death due to diarrhea for children under 5, with the consequences of improved sanitation reaching even farther.
According to the UN, ending open defecation could also save $260 billion a year that is lost through death, ill health, and loss of productivity. The challenges and opportunities presented by urbanization are being discussed at an event attended by senior government officials at United Nations headquarters in New York. The three-day event, which started on Tuesday, organized by the Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC, is focusing on sustainable urbanization. According to the UN, by 2050, about 70% of the world's population is expected to live in urban areas, with all the challenges of infrastructure, unemployment, and pollution. President Paul Kagame of Rwanda is one of the participants in the event, and Paul Simon from ECOSOC got a chance to talk to him about urbanization and how Rwanda is approaching it.
Excellency, why should urbanization be a priority?
Urbanization is naturally taking place, so it is better to be ready for it. And therefore, it is important that people go ahead of urbanization and try to prepare for it and plan for it so that it happens in a planned manner and in a sustainable way to benefit the people.
What are the means Rwanda has employed to ensure citizens participate and benefit from urbanization?
First of all, in our governance system, we have effective decentralization. Citizens participate in any process. So we've seen it work. This works for urbanization as well, because if we have entrenched decentralization and decision-making in which citizens participate, they have been able to determine what happens during this movement from rural to urban areas, and it has been very effective.
Excellency, with all the work you have done in the Millennium Development Goals process, how do you envision the post-2015 development agenda?
I think the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals process, has gone quite well, first of all. So the post-2015 is really building on the success of the MDGs process. There has been a lot of work. You see, for example, across Africa, we have seen many countries on the course, even if they have fallen short on some other goals. By 2015, a decent work has been done on which those who will be spearheading the post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals process will be building on what has been achieved on the MDGs process. So it is how to link the two that is going to be very important, so that there is transition, building on the successes, but also learning lessons from what has happened for people to fall short in many areas.
That was President Paul Kagame of Rwanda. You have been listening to United Nations Radio in New York. I am Derek Mbata.